Chapter 26. Zara. "Owen," I snap, stepping between him and the crowd. "Don't you dare do anything rash." He grunts, but luckily doesn't make any sudden moves.
"What would you have me do, Zara?
Let them hand us over to the R'lyeh?"
I give him a suffering look. "And who's going to lay a hand on us? Look at these people. They're terrified. We just took down 3 Gorgons. I highly doubt anyone's going to forcibly march us to the demon camp as prisoners." Owen glances about, and after a moment, relaxes. He wipes off the blood and puts away his dagger, seeing the terrified expressions around him. Despite the general uncertainty of the Wastelanders, the elder slave still looks furious.
"You've doomed us all," he cries in their language,
waving his hands about wildly.
"Our blood is on your hands."
He continues on, but I can't understand everything he's saying. The overall message seems to be that Owen and I should be driven from the encampment at once. As if on cue, the youths surround us, protectively stepping in front of Owen and me with their spears held up. Yari fixes the old man with a cold expression as he speaks in his tongue.
"If you're going to harm them, you'll have to harm us first."
His confidence gives the old man pause. Seeing an opportunity, I step forward and address the crowd, trying to de-escalate the situation. "I don't speak your language very well," I say, fumbling over the words despite my best efforts. "But I hope you will listen to what I have to say. I've grown to care for your people and have only their best interests in my heart. Owen and I only wish to help." I cringe, but nobody seems to care about my horrendous grammar. They gather around me, eagerly waiting for me to continue. "The demons want only your death," I go on, emboldened by their reaction. "They steal from you, murder your people, take your children. This is not how it should be. All of you deserve to be free. This is the life we had in Tarsinium, where we came from." I motion in the direction of the Ark of Radiance. "That is where you and your families will be safe. Not here. We can take you there, and you can live in peace." Cackling laughter rises from somewhere to my right, a scornful, bitter sound. The crowd parts to reveal an old woman, her colored beads marking her as another of the elders.
"You speak lies," she says, emphatically shaking her wizened head. "Your actions will bring death upon us all."
Murmurs whisper through the crowd. Doubt is hanging over the host like a storm cloud. On impulse, I reach into my robe pocket and pull out my newly created talisman.
"What are you doing?" Owen asks, gripping his dagger warily.
"Something reckless," I reply. Raising the source crystal, I address the crowd once more, hoping they can understand my broken words.
"You must choose. When the demons discover that their soldiers are dead, they'll punish you. Many will die. But if you come with us, flee to the green lands of Tarsinium, then you will be free at last."
I reach for the well of source energy within me, taking hold of the power and channeling. My right hand crackles with radiant magic as I thrust it into the air, and I chant the words of power.
"Solas o naflathis!" Blue light surges into the sky, filling the air with an azure brilliance that seems to envelop the entire encampment. It shimmers, jetting upward like a spear, then arcs down in all directions in a shower of sparks. No heat emanates from the radiant magic. This spell is mostly for show, but it seems to have the desired effect on the gathered Wastelanders, filling them with fear and wonder. When I release my hold on the source energy, the sparks fading to nothingness, it has grown so quiet that all I can hear is the faint rustle of the wind.
Drawing myself up to my full height, I push away my sudden weariness and finish my address. We can protect you from the demons. Come with us, and you will be slaves no longer. Stay, and you will continue to suffer. The choice is yours. A moment of awed silence passes, and at first I think I must have gotten the translation wrong. Then, moving as one body, the crowd bows to the earth, the wastelanders prostrating themselves like supplicants before a god. Nobody says a word. Even the surly elders and their handful of followers kneel before us, their foreheads pressed to the earth like they'd done with the demons before. Owen leans in and mutters, "What in the 11 hells did you say to them?" My cheeks grow red. "Oh, a little of this and a little of that. I didn't think they'd worship us for light's sake." He grunts.
"Well, whatever you said, I think it did the trick. What do we do now?"
I consider this for a moment. "We need to leave for the Ark at once. It won't be long before the R'hllar discover what we did here. They'll come after us, and when they do, I'm afraid they'll be more prepared."
"The Ark?"
he asks, arching an eyebrow.
"Are you sure?"
I shrug. "It's the only place we can go, Owen. Out here, we'll always be hunted. Now that I have a talisman, I'm sure I can figure out a way for us to get back inside." He eyes me for a long moment before finally nodding.
"All right," he says, gesturing to the crowd. "Tell them."
The next day passes in a chaotic blur. As we prepare for our departure, an air of uncertainty hangs over the encampment like a cloud. The elders remain adamant that the wastelanders stay behind and grovel for their masters to spare their lives. A good number of them seem to want to cling to the old ways, to go back to their labors, and hope that everything returns to normal. Many, however, cling to the promises I've made, seeing them as their only opportunity for salvation when the demons inevitably come again. I know that deep down it will take a miracle for us to return to Tarsinium, but with limited options, a miracle is all we can hope for. "I'm so glad to have a talisman again," I think, trying to hold on to my quickly evaporating confidence. "At least that will give us a chance. If I can just figure out the right spell, I should be able to make a gateway in the Ark. I only pray we have enough time." I take it upon myself to organize our ambivalent followers by communicating in my broken language about how we should proceed moving forward. It proves difficult at first, but with the help of Kari and the other young warriors, I manage to create some semblance of a departure plan. We begin gathering supplies and placing them on the outside of the camp. Food, water, blankets, and clothing. Anything that can be carried is set aside in preparation for the journey. We break down tents as well, rolling up the weathered skins and binding them around their wooden supports. The elders refuse to help in our preparations, as do all who follow them. They watch us with thinly veiled contempt, too passive to stop us, but too scared to defy the R'hllar. Some whisper to their neighbors, condemning Owen and me while urging them to stay. "More than a third," I think glumly, pausing to regard the group with a disappointed headshake. "They're sentencing themselves to death. I shudder to think what the R'hllar will do to them when they return." As the day wears on, the encampment grows smaller as more tents are broken down. By the time afternoon rolls around, we're finally ready to leave for the Ark. Owen approaches me on the edge of the plains, dusting off his hands, as the last of the supplies are loaded onto litters.
"The rear guard's in place, though I doubt they'll do much good if we're attacked. Should be able to give us a warning at least."
"Excellent," I reply, brushing a stray lock of hair out of my eyes. "We're making good time. With luck, we should be able to get to the edge of the Ark before night falls.
assuming we don't run into any manticores, that is. He nods, but doesn't immediately respond. Instead, he seems to hesitate, then lowers his eyes.
Zara, I know this probably isn't the best time, but I wanted to apologize for the other night, how I acted after the feast. I wasn't myself. I'm sorry.
I open my mouth to reply, then close it again, unsure of what to say. Light, I'd almost forgotten. We never really addressed what happened. Owen's eyes remain downcast, his expression abashed. Reaching forward, I take his hand and squeeze it gently. I wasn't myself, either, I say softly, drawing his attention up to my face. And you have nothing to be sorry for, Owen Lund. I love you, more than anything, and I didn't mean to make you feel bad. I just didn't want that to be how it was for us, for our first time. My cheeks get hot, and I curse myself inwardly. Light almighty, first time? Why did I have to say it like that? Owen blushes as well, a hue I'm unaccustomed to seeing on his face. He clears his throat.
And I love you, Zara. I'm glad things won't be awkward between us.
We stare at each other for a long moment, neither one of us really knowing what else to say. Still cringing, I feel like I might die from embarrassment. I wish a manticore would come and devour me right about now. Then, inexplicably, a crooked grin splits Owen's still red face, a low chuckle emanating from the back of his throat. I give him a strange look, but he merely laughs harder, his discomfort evaporating like mage fire at the end of a spell. His laughter prompts a smile to also spread across my face, and soon I'm giggling so hard that tears spring to my eyes. He steps up and embraces me, and I return the hug, grateful we've finally put the matter to rest.
One last thing, he says, holding me close. Let's vow to never drink Kurza again.
Agreed, I reply, still grinning like a fool. He takes a step back, his gaze sweeping over the remains of the camp, as if suddenly realizing his display of affection. Nobody seems to have noticed, though, as the nearby wastelanders busy themselves with their supplies. I smooth out the front of my robes. Well then, everything seems to be in order. I'd say it's time for us to depart. He nods, falling back into the stoic ranger persona once again.
As you say, I'll take care of the forward guard if you want to send us off.
All right, I reply, reaching for my talisman. Pulling in source energy, I send a spark of blue light into the air. This gets everyone's attention, prompting them to gather around.
The time has come for us to leave, I declare, raising my voice to be heard over the wind. Everyone, gather your things. We make for Tarsinium, where all will be free.
With that, I turn toward the hills, the apprehensive wastelanders falling in step with me.